Yeah. James Naismith invented a sport. That's great. But how about the origin of a T-shirt? For about four decades, I've been following the story of how the NCAA has grown into a nearly $1 billion a year business, while at the same time prohibiting athletes from profiting off their own likenesses. Caleb Presley has followed that story too, though not for as long as I have. He's a 23-year-old former backup quarterback for the University of North Carolina, and last year he introduced his own line of 16 football-related T-shirts. My favorite features NCAA President Mark Emmert standing in front of two tall piles of money, which is what Caleb Presley hopes to earn in profits, $12.50 at a time, selling that T-shirt. I asked him last December why he decided to make a T-shirt of NCAA President Mark Emmert.
Well, you know, I just graduated college in May, and while I was in college, my entire 4 years, I was affiliated or I was even a member of the NCAA institution. So Mark Emmert, you know, he's a president of that governing body.
Mm-hmm.
He was always a role model to me. When I graduated, you go through a stage in your life where you're like, what's next? What am I going to do? These are the times you have to look to your mentors, to your role models. I looked up to mine. I said, what would Mark Emmert do right now? I said, you know what? What he would probably do is find some people or find one person and then take their image and their ability and skill and just make as much money as possible off them and not give it to them.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm just
out here trying to follow in his footsteps. Now, have I started, you know, a nonprofit tax-exempt organization and am I making $1 million or more an annual salary yet? No, I'm not. You know, but I'm still following in his footsteps. Hopefully, I'll be there one day.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, 15 of the shirts in your line feature the likenesses of current players. It looks like I can choose between Mississippi State quarterback Dak Prescott and Vanderbilt running back Ralph Webb. Have I got that about right?
No, you're completely incorrect. Those are just kind of like artistic abstractions of college athletes. It's really, to put a name on it like that, I wouldn't go that far. I don't know. The art, it's hard to describe. You either get it or you don't. But the thing with those shirts, though, is they also make $12.50 in profit, every single one of them. They're $25 on Barstool. I'm saving all of that money as well, except to the savings account. Mark Emmert, to the checking account. I will save all of that money, and then, you know, in 1 year, 2 years, three, even maybe four, whenever the time is appropriate, I'm going to go back and I'm going to donate that money. I'm trying to be a more charitable person. So whenever the appropriate time comes, I think I'm going to donate that money to 15 different people. Now, I don't know who those 15 people are going to be, but I think over the next 1 to 4 years, hopefully I'll be able to find someone I feel is deserving.
Now, the time frame that you mentioned, this variable time frame, it doesn't have anything to do with when the athletes who might sort of resemble the people on the T-shirts graduate or become ineligible to play football anymore, does it?
Whoa. I mean, I think you're really, you know, I gave you an inch, you took a mile there. That sounds almost outlandish, sounds almost illegal, and it sounds about right.
All right. You were a student athlete at the University of North Carolina. At what point during your career there did you realize how much the NCAA and its member schools were profiting off the likenesses of the athletes playing basketball and football? And what did you come to think of that arrangement?
Honestly, the very first day I got on campus, I walked in the student store and they're selling number 2 Carolina blue jerseys for $90. Now, one of my best friends was our quarterback, Bryn Renner. He was also number 2. They sold a number 2 jersey for 3 years straight in the student store. And guess what happened when he graduated? They went to number 3. Coincidentally, our best player at the time, Ryan Switzer. You know, they're selling these things for $90 a pop. My friends aren't seeing any of it. That's when I started kind of putting 2 and 2 together, realizing that maybe they're making quite a few bucks off of these people, and maybe these people aren't being able to go out to Chipotle with me as often as they should because they're not getting any of the money from these jerseys.
You ran the plan for this entire line of likenesses, sort of T-shirts, by an attorney, as I understand it. Is he preparing your legal defense as we speak, just in case?
You know, he's not, because the one shirt, which is the Mark Emmert shirt, you know, it's Mark Emmert, and that's how U.S. law goes. You can't represent someone else without either getting their okay or giving them a slice of the profit, what have you. The good thing about Mark Emmert, though, this guy doesn't care, man. He's so for it. He's for the cause. He is 100% about let's go out, let's find some people who will sell us some stuff, and let's put them on it, and let's act like it's not them, and let's make as much money as we can. Can you imagine my role model trying to sue me? That's not something a mentor would do.
So no cease and desist orders so far, no lawsuits, nobody's skulking around looking to serve you so far.
I guess my main point there was, what do you think would happen if Mark Emmert sued me?
I think there would be laughter across the landscape myself.
I think his little NCAA might crumble into from capital to lowercase letters. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense. I'm just trying to say I'm really not that worried about it. If he sues me, honestly, I will be so happy. I've went through life, you know, I had a great childhood. I went to high school. I was able to have a great high school career. I got to go to college and play football. Now I have a cool job. I tour the SEC. Everything's went great so far. However, if Mark Emmert sues me for his likeness, it will by far be the highlight of my entire life. I look forward to the day this happens. Obviously, it will never happen because that would be hypocritical. We all know Mark Emmert, president of the NCAA, is not a hypocrite.
Caleb Presley created the Likeness line of T-shirts. He also works for Barstool.com. Caleb, thanks very much for joining me.
I appreciate it, man. I really do.